Hi everyone, welcome to this week's episode of 10 Minutes for the Planet. Today we're talking about sex. Yes, you heard right. Today we're talking about sex and the planet. Transitioning to a sustainable and healthy lifestyle for both ourselves and the planet includes rethinking all of our habits, even how we behave in the bedroom. We probably all agree that sex is one of the most natural human activities. However, 21st century sex has seen less natural artifacts brought under the covers. Indeed, while it can be fun to bring toys, lubricants, etc. into our sexual activities, what those items are made of is generally less fun. The main culprits here are, again, endocrine disruptors. Yes, the same nasty substances we've already talked about a few times on 10 Minutes for the Planet. As a reminder, those molecules are used everywhere in industrial processes, despite many official scandals, and are causing major societal health issues, namely increasing hormone-dependent cancers and other illnesses, lowering male fertility, and hindering fetal growth and development. Endocrine disruptors are also found in plastic sex toys, condoms, lubricants, and in all the different cosmetics we put on to make ourselves attractive for sex, from nail polish to deodorant. However, it is not yet a legal requirement to put them on the ingredients list. These products are toxic enough on our skin. Let's try not to saturate our mucosae with them too. Here are a few tips to avoid intoxicating your sexual activities and to take the first steps towards a healthy sex life. First of all, avoid applying toxic cosmetics with parabens, nanoparticles, and such like, especially before having sex. To choose your products, stay away from greenwashing brands and look for certifying labels such as EcoCert or Slow Cosmetics. Or you could listen to the November episode on bathroom detox. Secondly, opt for paraben-free lubricants and condoms. You can find plenty online. For condoms, look for natural latex and the RFSU label. Regarding lubricants, nothing is easier and safer than making your own. It's also much cheaper. Plain coconut oil is very commonly used, as this oil has a great texture and smell. However, be careful to choose water-based lubricants if you use condoms, as oil can damage the protection. A third tip applies to those who use toys or other accessories. As explained, most of the mainstream artifacts contain toxic substances, so make sure that yours are at least phthalate-free. You should also read the 2006 Greenpeace report if you're not yet convinced on how serious the issue is. The last tip refers to the recent 10 Minutes for the Planet episode on indoor air pollution. Indeed, as you breathe much heavier and deeper during sex, it is of the utmost importance that the air you breathe is as clean as it can be, as it penetrates deeper into your lungs and blood. So air out the bedroom or other rooms regularly and stay low on indoor perfumes or scented candles too close to the bed. Natural cosmetics, homemade lubricants, safe toys and fresh air. Now that should be enough homework for the week. Bye everyone. See you next week for the next episode of 10 Minutes for the Planet.